Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, we are in what Scripture calls perilous times, and we're seeing so many things that are happening to our freedoms, violations of the very things that are and things that our founders warned us about, and attempted to put things in place to prevent from happening. And it's so critically important that we as believers are engaged, because truly, America was entrusted, I believe, as a Christian nation, to believers to defend, to make sure that there was never again a King George sitting in Washington, D.C., or far off directing and taking our nation hostage. And I'm so glad to know my next guest, because he has been in the belly of the beast fighting this for many, many years. And I'm so pleased to welcome Jonathan Eamward to the program. Jonathan, welcome. So good to have you, sir.
Great to be with you, Pastor Greg.
Well, let's talk about this mandate, this vaccination mandate. And then I want to talk about, too, what you've got going on next week that you were just mentioning to me as we were talking in the green room. But let's begin by talking about the mandate of the Biden administration, the executive order mandating vaccinations for federal employees, contractors, the military as well. Where does that sit within the venue of the Constitution?
Well, there is no federal police power. In Jacobson versus Massachusetts, the Supreme Court first recognized that there was, under the 14th Amendment, a power to trump the 14th Amendment right of Jacobson, allowing under the state's police powers reserved to the states under the Constitution, a power to compel vaccination, or more accurately, to impose a fine for failure to be vaccinated in the case of Mr. Jacobson. That was an error, but nonetheless, a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment, but nonetheless, it remains the law to this day, but it only applies to the states. It doesn't apply to the federal government. And the police power is one that is unique to the states. It is not a power delegated by the Constitution to the federal government. And so there is no power to impose a federal mandate across the nation to require everyone to be vaccinated or tested for COVID. And so when the president announced that he was going to impose this mandate on everyone who was in a company, on every company that hired or that employed 100 or more people, he did so as a dictator because he has no authority to do it. Now, what they're trying to do is rather cute, and that was admitted to be cute by the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, who wrote in a tweet, quote, this is the ultimate workaround for the federal government to require vaccinations. And what is that workaround? The president is going to require OSHA, has required OSHA, to issue an order, not through notice and comment rulemaking, but in the extraordinary way of directly issuing an order under Section 6C of the OSHA Act for an emergency temporary standard, a 60-day order to be followed by rulemaking. And that order is unlawful because he hasn't met the two requirements the statute demands. And by the way, in the last six efforts to use this emergency temporary standard by OSHA, four have been held by the courts unlawful. So he's going against the grain in doing this. And what are the two standards? He'd have to show that all 100 million employees who are subject to this order are exposed to a grave danger. And in a second, I'll explain why that's impossible. And then two, he has to show that his order to require vaccination or weekly testing is, quote, necessary to protect employees from that danger. And the problem is he's imposing it without regard to the specific circumstances of the employees. For example, there are numerous employees who work from home that are affected by this order, who pose no grave threat to anyone. And there are numerous employees affected by this order who already had COVID and therefore have natural immunity and pose no threat or grave danger to anyone. And then there are those who work outside where the risk of transmission and receipt of the virus is extremely low, and they certainly pose no threat of grave danger. So, and then in addition, because this is a broad-based command to 100 million employees, he lacks the specific evidence necessary to show that it's actually protecting employees from COVID. In each individual case, there are different circumstances present, and you have to know what those circumstances are in order to assess the danger. He's presuming that the danger of COVID is ubiquitous. That is, that just by living, you're at risk. That's not the case. We know that's not the case. It's exposure in the right environment for the right person that creates the risk. So this isn't like the typical OSHA standard temporary emergency temporary standard, which goes for like a chemical in the workplace that poses a risk to everyone in that workplace, such that you would be able to impose that standard for that particular workplace. Here he's talking about hundreds and hundreds of employers around the country, all with different environments. So it's a boneheaded, to use his language, it's a boneheaded idea. And then his delivery of this was abysmal. He's trying to pivot from his disaster in Afghanistan to draw attention away from that. And so he chooses this controversial measure. But the way he delivered it to the public is abysmal, because he condemned the unvaccinated. He condemned them. And he calls upon the nation to force them to be vaccinated. He calls upon the government to do it. So he's pitting the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. And he's creating this divisive environment where people are supposed to look down upon those who aren't vaccinated. Well, look, a lot of people have reasons for not being vaccinated. Some have been told by their physician they're at risk of being vaccinated, what the adverse events.
Mm-hmm.
Others have religious scruples against vaccination. Others have natural immunity already. Others work outside and don't have much of a risk. Others are working virtually from home and don't have a risk. And the list can go on and on. But he doesn't care.
No, and it seems to me, Jonathan, as though really the ultimate end of this is to have complete and total control over the population. And that's tyranny, is it not?
It certainly is tyranny, and this certainly is a dictatorial move. And it's also a very cynical move, because at the time he was stating the words from the podium telling people that everyone needed to be vaccinated, he had already exempted from his mandate the entire United States post office employees, all illegal immigrants, all Congress and its staff, all White House staff, all courts and their staffs. So he's lying. And he's being very, very cynical and very, very deceitful in his approach. Why would you exempt every postal employee from this? Why would you exempt all those others? Postal employees go to every door in this country. They interact with people to deliver the mail. So you're telling me that people interact with people through the post office, what? They pose less of a risk of transmission than someone working from home, than someone who's working in an intimate group where everybody goes home from work and comes to work but has not the virus? You're telling me that people who work outside are unlike postal employees? If they have a postal uniform on and they work outside, I guess they don't pose a risk. But if they take that uniform off, they suddenly pose a risk. This is nonsense. This is political. It's designed to turn attention away from his disgraceful betrayal of the American people and of our brave men and women in uniform by doing this abysmal and cut and run in Afghanistan and leaving behind Americans and leaving behind $80 billion worth of sophisticated military hardware and helicopters and night vision goggles and leaving trillions of dollars of our bases there with the most sophisticated telecommunications systems in place, all giving them to the Taliban, giving our allies, Afghan allies to the Taliban, our SIVs, giving green card holders over to the Taliban, giving American citizens over to the Taliban. What a disgrace. What a humiliating defeat of the cause that the Americans fought for. What, totally unnecessary. You could withdraw with honor, and he withdrew in utter disgrace. And that our American soldiers ask one thing. They ask that they be honored in by their commander-in-chief having their back and not requiring them to humiliate themselves. They put their lives on the line. They're willing to die if necessary to ensure the mission, and their commander-in-chief betrayed them. So he's trying to pivot away from that, but he never will. And in fact, I think that the consequence of this boneheaded move, to use his language, will cause his poll numbers to plummet even more. Everyone is upset about this. Everyone. And it's not going away. People are remembering. They are focused now.
Well, it's the problem, Jonathan, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in our other segment too, is that, you know, the Afghanistan situation has led to the destabilizations that have taken place in the entire Middle East. His decision to pull missiles out of Saudi Arabia, now that has created a link between the Saudis and Russia, and they have entered into a military mutually beneficial arrangement. His eliminating of the pipelines has created the opening whereby Russia is now the primary supplier of oil and energy resources to Europe. I mean, he is literally single-handedly turning America into a third world country.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Jonathan Emord. And you can follow Jonathan at his website, emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Emord.com. He is a practicing constitutional law and federal administrative law and complex civil litigation attorney, and he is located in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and practicing in Arizona as well. Jonathan, you've got an event coming up next Tuesday that I know we want to talk about as well. And folks, there's a connection in this because, again, when you're talking about somebody who is trying to literally create an imperialistic government, and then how do they do that? They have to divide us. They have to create division. They have to isolate those that won't go along, those that won't conform to what they're trying to make happen. And they have to capture the minds of our children. We talked yesterday with George Carneal about the dangers of that homosexual agenda. Here's another one, and this is the racist agenda, CRT. Jonathan, what's going on next Tuesday that's going to help people to better understand the real dangers of this?
So across the country in different jurisdictions, what is a Marxist indoctrination is replacing education in the standard curriculum and is teaching our children to be Marxists, using race as the vehicle to divide people, as you're talking about, between those they deem oppressed, which are all people of color, and those they deem oppressors, which are all white people. And they teach kids, if you are of color, that no matter what you do, no matter what talents you have, no matter what you make of yourself in life, you will never succeed to the extent that you otherwise could, because America is a systemically racist society, and all institutions will hold you back. And they point to the white children and say whether the white children understand this or not, their pigment alone is evidence of white supremacy and is a tie-in to this culture of oppression, which is holding back children of color. And they thus make both children of color and white children, all children, hate themselves, hate each other, hate their country, don't believe that they can ever make it in a free market system without victimizing or being victimized by racism. And they denounce our country as racist. They denounce our history as a racist history. They denounce all figures in American history as racist. And they create an environment where defeat and where ruin is understood to be America. And by doing this, they are going to destroy this country. And so this event on September 21st brings together some of the leading people who are acting against critical race theory around the country and nationally. They speak, they present the actual instances of threat in each jurisdiction, and they give the solutions, and then they have a rallying cry for all Americans to join in, defend liberty, and defeat socialism.
And folks, look, I mean, we are, and John, I think you do agree with me, we're getting ready, I know we've got to ending our segment here, but folks, we are under assault, and virtually everywhere you can possibly imagine, and this isn't brand new, this has been going on for quite some time, and we have to unwind what they have done to literally about 50 years worth of education in this country. But CRT has risen to the top, and it's something that we can address and speak about and make people aware of these dangers of what's happening in our education system. Jonathan, thank you for this. I look forward to more about that. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.